And this came up also in terms of ER. I mean, is RT-PCR where we're heading in terms of ER? Is it where we're heading in terms of HER2, Paul?
It's good to have Alan here, because I think the other half of this discussion you're having right now and biology that George raises is whether this growing observation or suggestion that patients with ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer may develop an adaptive overexpression of the HER2 marker, leading doctors to believe that they are true HER2-positive patients and leaping onto treating them with anti-HER2 therapy. But in the animal models, it suggests that it's reversible, at least in one model, and that it may be just an adaptive expression change of HER2 and it goes away. And there's a clinical trial in metastatic ER-positive breast cancer comparing aromatase inhibition with or without lapatinib in a HER2-negative population setting. And they're looking at time to progression differences. And I'd like to hear what Alan thinks about that, because he's also published his serum HER2 level data.
And well, I think, you know, as brought out by George and Dan, there are pitfalls in the current assays for measuring HER2 new. We've been led to believe for many years that the FISH was the ultimate test in terms of gene amplification, but there's emerging data that there may be patients who amplify who don't express the protein. So we're learning about new technology that may add to this discussion. The other thing that Paul rightfully touches on, there's a lot of conversion from HER2-new negative to HER2-new positive. Certainly, there's published data from our group and others that after hormone therapy, about 25% of patients will convert from HER2-new negative to HER2-new positive, is based on the serum. So it's really a moving target, and the assays are changing as well.